We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Here is Jared Parker following Monday morning's practice inside the Steve Annaline family practice field.
Okay, members of the media, we're now joined by West Virginia offensive coordinator Jared Parker. Questions for Coach Parker. Our first one comes from Greg Hunter.
So, Jared, start with your receivers a little bit, both the older guys in what you're trying to improve with them, and then give us an insight into the younger guys, Prather and even DeVell Washington, what you're seeing out of them.
Yeah, you know what? It's good. We just got finished up and came off our third practice. The guys are eager to have a really good offseason, which we needed. They've really developed into a great work ethic, and they know, obviously, improvement needs to be made in a lot of different areas, and they're embracing it. So really pleased with that. The veteran guys are becoming veteran guys, meaning we've actually got leadership. Some guys really trying to take it forward and be able to respond to negative results as well as positive. So that part's been really well from our vets. And then young guys, yes, it's actually pronounced Prather. KP is here with us and really starting to learn how to practice and be a college guy. The guys have really embraced him and really like him. He's really become a guy. He's really conscientious and works. And he's made some plays early in the spring, which always helps. Of course, it's going to always be the learning curve with an offense that's much different than what he's used to and the pace of practice and all those things. And he's really taken on to the learning very well. Same with DeVell, first real spring for DeVell Washington. And he's really embracing learning and has still got to take some steps in that department. But he's a really good, strong kid that's worked really hard in the weight room, and his body looks so much better. And as a group, we look different, and that's really going to help us build confidence, and that's where we're at. You know, I've told the guys not to give too much on the answer, but it's a group that really needs to get lost in the work, and that's not to give some punchline or be an interview guy. We just need to get lost in the work and don't get too high when we play well, don't get too low if something bad happens, and just get lost in the work and go have fun playing. And I really believe we're doing that better right now, and we've got to sustain it.
Next question from Ryan Pritt.
Hey, Jared, good to see you again, man. Hope you had a good winter.
Hey, you too, Ryan.
Hey, I wanted to ask about your offensive line. It's a unique kind of group, I think, because you had a few guys that were young last year that got a lot of playing time, and you got some guys that have come in that are kind of high-quality players too. So how is that group gelling, and what do you have to do this spring and in the summer to kind of keep progressing on that front?
Yeah, I think that's the word. I mean, if we can keep, you know, steps were made, and we all know top to bottom that more steps have to be made. That happens with progression of teaching and strength and off season that we believe has happened. And then, of course, as you add new faces and add some veteran faces that took a bunch of reps, like you mentioned, in getting better last year in our COVID year. And then, of course, Doug Nestor showing up certainly helps the room. And the guys that took all those reps across the board are now in a place where they know what to expect happens into a Big 12 game. You know, I look at like Zach Frazier, although he played a bunch of guard, he moves over now to center, but it's a thing that Zach Frazier's taking a bunch of reps that are going to allow him to find success and know what to expect. But those guys, even from Brandon Yates and Gmitter and Parker Moore and all our guys there up front are faces that have done it before. Now it's just literally, right, getting lost and getting better, getting stronger, learning how to get some more answers to the snap of the football and all those things it takes to actually be good when it matters, meaningful reps when game reps are on the line.
Kevin Kinder.
Hey, Coach. I talked to Coach Brown yesterday a little bit about the process of teaching in the spring, you know, kind of the nuts and bolts of it. For you, your individual receivers and then the other offensive assistants, what's the process like going from what you see on the field, reviewing the practice tape, and then getting the information to them so that they can act on it the best way?
Yeah, it's a really good question because we've made a big – Coach Brown's made a big emphasis on us teaching. And not only just us teaching, hopefully our players learning how to teach some of the material as well. And then, of course, our guys just learning how to be versatile and play different spots and make sure we're putting guys in the right places to have the best success they can. I think for us, like especially in my room, but just hearing our guys on staff teach, I think any way you can get a guy to be able to retain it is crucial. So how do we retain information? You've got to hit all modes of learning because we've got all kinds of different teachers and learners. So we'll put the guys up on the board and let them install the play. I'll make sure and install it different ways. We'll use magnets and different modes of learning to make sure we're hitting all spots. And then, of course, you take the classroom through note-taking. You check their notes, literally, right? Then you have to inspect what you've taught and make sure that they know and are retaining it through tests and quizzes. Then we take them out on the field and walk them through it. This is daily. We walk through stuff we've taught, and then we get to do it fast. And then we go back to the film room and say, okay, now you did it fast. Here's how we improve it or what we did right. And then it all starts all over again. It's a huge, huge progression. And that's why I think that it's one of the best professions in the world to have a teaching background. My undergraduate degree and a lot of our guys here were, you know, your old ball coaches that didn't know whether you're going to coach in high school or college. So you got a teaching degree, and it helped us hopefully have a bunch of different ways to teach it well. And I'll tell you what, real quick, COVID has made us better teachers because we had to do all this like we're still doing with you guys over Zoom. And you talk about having to – you got to find ways to reach guys when you're staring at them on a screen and making sure they're retaining.
Chuck Landon.
Chuck, you're muted.
There we go. Get us up to speed on the progress of
You cut out right at the end. It said progress. What was it, Chuck?
Progress of Garrett Green.
Yeah. You know, big topic. Him, you know, first off, him and Daigie have been great in preparing, and they're going to push each other in a very positive way. To start – It's his first run of really getting meaningful reps. So he's had some of this. He had a special throw day one. And then there's been a couple moments where we've thrown it to the wrong people and had some moments that quarterbacks have. But he's handling it good. He knows the offense well enough now to where he has answers, not only when it goes right, but even he's able to realize, I know exactly what I did wrong. And that's a lot of playing that position. But he's got great energy and juice, and the guys love him. And like I said, him and Daigie's relationship has really helped him learn faster and push. It'll be fun to see him come along. There's things he does different that'll be good for us as a staff, too, to make sure we're doing the right things with him.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks.
John Antonik.
Coach, curious what you guys got accomplished today. And I know on Saturday, Neil mentioned that two-point conversions was something that may carry over to today. What did you do today, and who shined for you a little bit?
Yeah, we made a huge emphasis on two-point plays because of the rule change, John, more than anything, the first 2 days. And then today we really pushed through and did some low red zone work. Two-minute drills and sudden change was kind of an emphasis for us. So it's amazing what always happens when the field gets reduced and everything, timing changes and everything, the field shrinks. That was a big emphasis for us today. And I think for us, you know, to stay away from discussing total installs, but some of our run game's really growing. So we put in some different run game schemes that we think are really going to help us. So that was really good to see some growth in our run game. And then outside at receiver, we really did a good job pushing off the football, made some plays down the field outside. So it was good to see. No individual really outside that I would want to name, but we just had a good day and energy was really good and made a step with some of our gap schemes in our run game.
Curious, flag football, the first two practices, this time you put the pads on, how did they respond?
You know what? You could tell we did. It probably helped the pulse of practice because anytime you put them shoulder pads on, everybody gets a little chippier. So we had good energy practice, but took care of each other. So it was good to see guys actually be able to use shoulders and hand placement and play ball.
Next question from Michael Sussman.
Coach, turnovers were an issue at times last year. How do you work to minimize mistakes in spring ball, and how has the offense taken care of the ball through three practices?
Turnover margins, the answer to it all, and we know that. I think you have to stress it daily, and we do. We've actually done a good job of taking care of the football for the most part with some issues carrying it. We'll continue to grow in how we take care of it to make sure we don't throw interceptions. Those are growth things. We've been good, and Dagey took care of it pretty well last year. We just got to continue to stress that if we win turnover margin or we're plus in it, the odds of you winning football games go dramatically up. So it's a daily push. And more importantly, we've got to keep on straining to our skill guys of how to carry the football daily. And it's a big deal that we've got to keep on stressing.
Back to Ryan Pritt.
Hey, Jared, one more for me. If you look at your guys' rushing production last year, I think Letty was responsible for something like 70% of it, which is kind of higher than what you see normally these days. And, you know, obviously Sinkfield transferred out, but how important is it to kind of find a little bit more support for him in terms of carries and production in that backfield? And obviously you got quite a few candidates. So, you know, if you can, just tell me how those guys have looked so far this spring.
Yeah. It's a high percentage. It's kind of that game we must play. We know, I think it's safe to say that Letty's a special player. So we've got to find ways to get it to him conventionally and maybe a little bit differently and allow him to be a pass catcher at times. And then there's no doubt about it, Ryan. We've got to develop a two and third option. Those two and three guys have got to become options we can play to keep some things off of him and to spread it out a little bit within a season that's hard to keep those guys healthy all the time. So Tony Mathis and Sparrow that are here now will be crucial pieces to develop them and develop their abilities throughout spring. And then, of course, when we get some young guys that will be on the way this fall, we'll see where they come from and how they can learn the offense too. To see where that goes.
Our final question for Coach Parker will come from Greg Hunter.
So Jared, more on Doug Nestor. Obviously, he's played a lot of, you know, football at a high level, but different system and maybe even a slightly different position. So the pluses and minuses of a guy who's played a lot but now having to learn a new scheme.
Yeah, I mean, who we can't deny that clearly if you're in years two and three at a place where you already know the offense, the calls and all those things, that's an advantage. He's a sharp guy, and we've got to catch him up as quick as possible. We're on our way, and he's eager to learn and a joy to have here. And so we've got to make sure and push him. But there are some things that will be hiccups just because he's learning a new offense. But for the most part, heck, he's played football up front. He's got a strong reputation as being a tough guy, and he cares, and he'll pick it up pretty fast. We're encouraged to see him kind of grow quickly here, and glad he's here.
And that was offensive coordinator Jared Parker. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.